Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
Welcome to Barbecue Nation with JT's After Hours. Conversation that took place after the broadcast ended.
Hey everybody, it's JT, and this is a special version of Barbecue Nation. It is brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef. Beef you can be proud to serve your family and friends. That's Painted Hills Natural Beef. Hey everybody, welcome to After Hours here on Barbecue Nation. I'm JT. We've got Bill Wheeler with us. Bill was on the regular show, and Bill is part of Myron's Jack's Old South barbecue team like that. And so this is the part where we get to ask him stuff that's kind of irreverent or irrelevant, some people say. And but I always find it very interesting to what they have to say. What does your wife think of all this? And I know you said in the regular show that, you know, she went with you to the class and some other stuff, and she's done that. But stepping back now, after 10 years, and you've done a lot of traveling, and you've done a lot of competition, what does the boss of the house think of this?
She's okay with it. I mean, it's probably a Christmas gift she wished she had not given. you know, especially on those 47 weekend years that I was gone. I mean, I would leave out a lot of times on Thursday and not be back till Sunday evening. And, of course, our kids were raised, and we've been married maybe 48 years this August. And she has done well. Now she can trim a brisket as good as anybody. She can do anything in competition barbecue. I'll tell you this, the two little short stories here with this, but Myron and Faye, his wife, and me and my wife Sue, we competed together in a Sam's event in Daphne, Alabama, in Grandin, just us four. And I got food poisoned on the way down, and I was dry heaving in the lot at Sam's in those little islands where the trees are planted. Yeah. And Sue's up with cook's meeting. Myron and Faye are in the trailer getting stuff prepped. I had to go get an IV the next morning. I was dehydrated, and they went ahead and started the competition. After chicken turn-in, Sue comes and picks me up, takes me back. I finished the competition, and we granded.
There you go.
Which was a pretty cool thing. But I asked my wife on our 40th anniversary, I said, what would you like to have for a 40th anniversary? And she said, just me and you compete in a barbecue competition. So wow. We loaded up I had a Jambo that Johnny Trigg had picked up for me and brought it to Cleveland. And we hooked it to our RV, went to Disney for a week, went to a Amelia Island to compete in that competition, and did very well. And that was the only time we ever competed, just me and her, in any kind of barbecue competition. So she's pretty good with it. She'll go to cook school. Cook school is one of my favorite things. If I had to give up either competition or cook school, I'd give up competitions and do cook schools with Myron. But she goes down there. My RV stays parked in Myron's yard, and she goes with me as much as she can. And so she's, all that said, I think she's pretty good with it, especially since I've cut back to 12, 15 weekends a year.
Yeah. Well, and does that include like the Jack, the Royal, Memphis in May? That's included in that 12?
Well, yes. That and cook schools, because sometimes it'll vary the number of cook schools we do. Now, this year, he's got some new quote-unquote air conditioning unit to use at cook school. So we probably will do more cook schools this year. But the main competitions that I have on my agenda would be Memphis in May, Washington, D.C., and the American Royal. And then we usually go to the Windy City Smokeout, which is not a competition. The word last year was, you're here for a showpiece, even though we probably cooked 800 racks of ribs and 600 chicken halves and all this other stuff. So it's usually more of a vending type deal that
right.
they set up, and we get to go. But it's a fun thing to do. So that's pretty much my agenda. We don't usually cook enough competitions anymore. Myron even mentioned to the class this past weekend that probably 7 comps this year is about all he had on his agenda.
Well, he's busy. And like you said, he's got the restaurant now and he's got schools. He's got a few competitions. He's got businesses to run, spices to sell, cookers to, out there. He's got appearances to do. He's a busy guy.
Oh, definitely.
So are you the one that sits in the back and signs the 8x10s for Myron? Says Myron Mixon, best wishes.
No, he does them all himself. Now, if you saw my Twitter account where we were in Chicago last year, I was holding the books open as he autographed the books. But I can't do his signature because I don't know if a hen could scratch like that. But his signature is unique, and I'd never be able to copy it.
There you go. There you go. Well, it's... that's what happens. I had a guy one time, I was interviewing a guy, and I've known him for a long time. I was doing different subject matter back then. And I looked at him and I said, John, how does your signature looks perfect? I mean, just perfect. And I watched him sign like 20 books and they were all exactly the same. He goes, well, when you do it 10,000 times, he said, you either got to get really good at it or make it just a scribble, a line, and something that goes across. And he said, so I just figured I'd make it so people could read it. So anyway, I'm probably with Myron. My scribbles look like, you gave some anorexic guy 2 bottles of bourbon and a Quaalude. So anyway, it's just something like that. Is there anything you haven't done that you want to do yet, Bill, in the barbecue world?
One of the things that was on my bucket list was to be on a barbecue TV show. And of course, when I was cooking with Scott, I thought, well, maybe we could get on Barbecue Pitmasters. And then when I started cooking with Myron, I said, well, that pretty much canceled that out. And I had the opportunity to be on Barbecue Pit Wars, 2 short seasons. And that was fun to do, to be on the TV show. And it's even more fun to get recognized for somebody to see in Atlanta at the airport or something and say, I've seen you on television.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty cool. But, that and $6 will get you a cup of coffee. So it's still been fun, and I've still got some other stuff on my bucket list. But, it'd be fun to win Memphis again this year. We're going to give it our best shot, as we always do.
Well, good.
Yeah, it goes.
Maybe if I get down there this year, I'll swing by and say hi. We can.
Oh, please do. Anybody that's there, anybody listening, and then you're over there in Memphis, stop by and see us.
We will do that. I know that you'll be, now that you've said that, there'll be a number of people that come by and say that. I'm going to see if I can make it this year. I haven't been able to make it the last couple of years because just scheduling. And scheduling's kind of one of those things that gets us all. Last question for you, my friend, is for anybody listening to this show, anybody doing barbecue at home or any type of cooking at home, what is the one most important thing that they should remember? Now, I'll give you a hint about this. Some people have said always, it's always temperature, and other people have said seasoning, and other people, depending upon their preferences, said, well, if I use pellets, I only use hickory pellets or whatever. It can be anything, but what's the one thing that sticks in Bill Wheeler's mind that people, when they're doing barbecue, should remember to do?
You need to get a good temperature reading device, aka thermometer, and you cook by temperature, not by time.
That's
don't don't ever, you know, don't ever go by the time. You always want to make sure you temp everything that comes off that pit. No one wants bloody chicken. No one wants tough brisket or pork butts. But that's the most important thing, is always cook by temperature and not time.
There you go. I think that's good. Bill Wheeler, thanks for being on the show, buddy. I know we converse once in a while via Twitter and stuff, and we will continue to do that. And good luck with everything this spring.
I'm grateful for the opportunity. I appreciate you letting me share with the folks. Love to talk barbecue.
Yes, we do. We'll be back next week with another edition of Barbecue Nation. We've got some new stations coming online on the East Coast and in the central states. So I'll be able to share those with you probably a couple weeks yet. But we'll be talking about those. Anyway, for everybody here at the Turn It, Don't Burn It studio, take care, have a good week, and go out there and eat some Q.